FAO estimates indicate that more than 800 million people in the world suffer from hunger. Think about that figure for a second. With this number in mind, the next figures I'm about to tell you may be a bit astonishing. It is also estimated that roughly 30% of global food production, that is, 40 to 50% of root crops, fruits, and vegetables, 20% of oil seeds, meat, and dairy products, and 35% of fish is either lost or wasted. This amounts to approximately 1.3 billion tons of wasted food. In other words, it is enough food to potentially feed 2 billion people. Joining me in studio is Tony Bennett from the Agro-Food Industries Group at FAO in Rome. He's part of a team that is working on a new and innovative project that, for the first time, brings together a range of stakeholders and resources and allows them to share experiences and best practices. Mr. Bennett, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
As an expert working on food losses and waste, when you hear these figures, what comes to mind?
Well, as you said, primarily the scope of the problem we're talking about, because truly this is a major global issue. We have losses, you've given some figures, but if we consider the potential of reducing those losses and what that could do for improving food insecurity, and also the waste which is occurring in terms of valuable and limited natural resources, this is an area where we really need to do something. So for the first time, and given the scale of the problem, the three Rome-based agencies have started a new program. It's funded by the Swiss government. And the purpose of that is to take some of the first steps to address the issue of huge food losses globally.
Tell me about this new platform. What is it exactly?
Our platform is an interactive platform. It's one of the major elements of the project. It's about bringing together partners, sharing information, practices, and efforts in reducing food losses and waste. Ultimately, it's going to be also a global reference center where people can come and find information, share practices and experience so that they don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are a lot of technologies out there. There are a lot of approaches for reducing food losses. But unfortunately, a lot of those so far to date have not been shared.
And what will it allow users to do?
So it's an interactive web portal where people can come. They can get information, but we hope they can also contribute information. And particularly what our member countries are interested in are solutions for reducing food losses and waste.
What languages will the platform be available in?
Okay. Initially, it's already available in English, French and Spanish. We hope to be able to expand that in the future. And given also the global context or global scale of the problem in regard to food losses, we also have launched a larger global initiative of which this community of practice is part.
So if, for instance, a small farmer association in northern Ghana or southern United States or even India had some tried and true methods from their farmers that were only locally known, could any of those farmers potentially upload their best practice to the platform?
Yeah, what we're interested in, as I said, are solutions. So we already have within the platform a number of contributions from people in terms of, for example, storage systems for basic food grains. And our priority as FAO, obviously, is for the basic food staples. And this is, unfortunately, where some of the largest losses are also occurring. And primarily, those losses are also at the level of the smallholder farmers and their organizations. This is an issue which needs to be significantly addressed.
Why do we need this platform? Doesn't it already exist somewhere in some form?
There are some limited information available, but what we would like to do, and we see a need, and we had it verified also through quite a large survey, is for a global platform in order to share experiences from different regions, from different countries, and to eliminate those barriers which sometimes block the sharing of knowledge and information, but also practices and experiences to concretely reduce losses.
What do you hope to achieve through the platform?
Ultimately, we would like to achieve the reduction of the current high levels of loss of very valuable food. We plan to achieve that by a couple of means. The first one is to have quite extensive partnerships and collaboration. There is a lot of work which is ongoing by a lot of different people, public and private stakeholders. We would like to bring those more closely together. We would also have a very solid knowledge base as a global reference center on food losses. And ultimately, we would hope that the information on this platform can also influence and advise policy and strategy makers in our member countries.
Do you think knowledge sharing is the key to reducing food loss?
Knowledge sharing is certainly a very important part, and where we have situations where many different people are doing things in food losses, there are certainly a lot of synergies which could be better exploited in terms of joining forces to reduce losses.
Mr. Bennett, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.